walking to the new location of Courtyard Coffee, and you're surrounded by construction. Concrete bags, blue electrical boxes, lots and lots of drywall. But Eric Huart stands in the midst of it and sees the future.
Picture, if you will, seating where all this equipment is.
Eric heads towards the back, bringing his unfinished cafe into focus.
Right where this color line changes is where the counter starts. So you just walk up. Now you're stepping into what's called the back of the house.
Big old walk-in refrigerator.
This is going to be where the ovens go and the water filter. Mixing will be done to make the bread and store.
Eric has this really unique way of viewing the design of his shop. Before moving to Avalon, Eric spent 20 years urban planning in Olympia, Washington. So he brings a planner sensibility to his new design.
People have been making cities for, 6,000 years? It's not rocket science, but you have to know what is it that makes a city work and what is it that makes a building work and why is it when you walk into a door you can feel comfortable and oriented immediately or confused.
Take Disneyland. Seriously, Eric says that Disneyland is the perfect example for what works in urban design.
So when you walk into Disneyland, you really don't need their guide. When you're on Main Street, you know where you are, and you know that if you walk along, you can orient yourself.
Disneyland was designed like many pre-1950 cities from the U.S. to Europe to Asia.
The ultimate irony is, here that's a fantasy world, but design-wise, it's actually more real than many of the cities we've grown up in.
And you'd think that if this design philosophy worked for the happiest place on Earth, it would work for the rest of us. But
in the 70s, we broke that pattern pretty aggressively and made malls and plazas that you drive up to, but they weren't pedestrian-friendly and they didn't really have a sense of space. And if you grew up in a town like that, you never really feel at home, even in your own city. But then you can come to a little town like Avalon and you can feel at home within a half hour.
What Eric doesn't say is that even in Avalon, there are growing pains. Courtyard Coffee is moving. The building owner is turning the property into a spa. So after 9 years, the community hangout is starting over. This would probably be stressful for many people.
Our philosophy is you don't get to admire the problem. When you hit a problem, you can bitch for a minute, and then you have to get over it and come up with solutions.
So Eric goes back to what he knows: planning, business running, coffee, bread, and beer.
You know, there's a debate on which came first, beer or bread. You know, one debate is, you know, bread allowed you to accumulate store food and then also made a good reason to settle down. But the beer advocates are saying, who would settle down for bread? You know, of course we'd settle down for beer.
Or you could just settle down for both. And that's exactly what he's doing. Reopening Courtyard Cafe right down on Front Street. Bread and beer, side by side. What's more traditional than that?
So going to cafes in Europe to visit family and then having a glass of wine or a glass of beer, as long as I can remember, just seemed like a natural thing. Yeah, it's not a bar. And it's a little different concept, but it's not. It's older than the concepts we have now. And I think it's just a little bit more back to the community. It's a place to come sit and yak and scheme and come up with ideas.
Eric had to get back to planning, but he left with this.
My philosophy, both in city planning and doing this coffee shop is, you know, community first and the rest will follow. So when they come here, if they find a place that locals like and that is treating them as if they were living here, you know, how could that possibly go wrong?
I'm James Delahousie with KISL Radio.